as we describe in our book, The Da Vinci Hoax. Now, a little bit about The Last Supper. The claim is made, as you know if you've read the novel, or maybe you've heard this in different places, that the person seated to the right of Christ in The Last Supper, painted by Leonardo da Vinci, is in fact Mary Magdalene. And there is this incredible proof that is offered, this amazing proof, irrefutable proof that is offered for this fact. And that is that Dan Brown, a novelist from New Hampshire, looked at the painting and he saw a woman. And that is truly remarkable proof that, frankly, I just can't refute here this evening. It's just too tough. Of course, being slightly facetious, because this is patently ridiculous. In fact, it's taken right from the Templar Revelation. Dan Brown gets about 98% of his material about Leonardo da Vinci directly from the Templar Revelation, written by two conspiracy theorists, who actually state, by the way, their theory about Jesus is that he is actually a teacher of the ancient Egyptian mystery religion, and that he promotes a religion worshiping the goddess Isis. Not quite. So it's stated that when you look at the painting, The Last Supper, there's a woman seated there, something that art historians and art critics and other historians have never noticed for 500 years, all of them not being nearly as intelligent or as insightful as Dan Brown. It's very funny in that ABC special, if you saw it, Elizabeth Vargas takes an art historian with her and they stand in the very room where The Last Supper is. And she says to him, "Now, doesn't that look like a woman?" And his look at her, the look that he gives her is just priceless. He looks at her like, "What are you smoking?" And he says, no, it's not a woman. She says, "Are you sure?" And he says, "Yes, it's the Apostle John." It's a priceless moment, the funniest moment in the whole thing. And the fact is that when, and we provide this information in our book, that if you look at Leonardo's sketchbooks, he very clearly indicates this is the Apostle John. He very clearly indicates by how he depicts John that it is Apostle John, because in the Florentine period that he was painting in, it was very, very common to depict young men in a very effeminate style, to give them long hair and very delicate features. And there's a couple of reasons for this, and the primary reason is that, especially when it comes to depicting the Apostle John, is that the theology of the time is that the Apostle John actually is a feminine symbol for the church, because the Apostle John is the disciple that Jesus loved. And he represents in his person, not as a woman but as a man, this feminine quality of the church, because the church, of course, is always understood as feminine. And this is something that was theologically understood at that time. And so really, Leonardo actually presents a very orthodox theological insight or presentation by using symbolism here. And it was very common for many of the other painters to present young men as being very effeminate. And you can see this in Michelangelo's paintings or Raphael's paintings. Now, you think that Dan Brown, who went to art school and whose wife is an art historian, might have brought up this fact, but of course it would have kind of undercut his theory.
Well, there you have it. That was Carl Olson speaking on The Da Vinci Hoax, his new book on The Da Vinci Code that he wrote and co-authored with Sandra Meisel. Thank you so much, and God bless you for listening to stmichaelspod.com.